This is side two of With a Song in My Scheme of Work by Stephen Fawkes, published by Silt in 1995 and recorded by Stephen Fawkes. Warning, all rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including recording, or by any information storage or retrieval system, without permission in writing from the publisher. This song I call Matinée, and it was in order to drill people with reflexive verbs in the present tense, in French. Again, it's important to remember how to get into the activity by thinking of the support that goes with the different words I'm going to be using. So in this case, visuals were the key. Visuals linked to activities such as waking up, getting up, having a wash, brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, and so on. And my first activity, once again, was to try and have pupils suggest actions which would accompany these visuals as I was saying the words, so that I would hold up the card that had my image of somebody waking up. I would say, je me réveille, and I would ask the class to provide an action that went with that. Then we'd adopt the same action for everybody to do and drill ourselves in being able to respond appropriately. Following that, there was a personalization stage. So I would use the card, je me réveille, and I would ask pupils to respond individually to it. In other words, to tell me what time they wake up, where they get dressed, etc. Following that, I did a spot of revision with my mobile clock to see that people remembered about how to tell the time, and we put some times on the board. These were the times that were going to link up with the words of my song. So I put up 7 o'clock, 10 past 7, 20 past 7, and so on. And then I was able to link those particular times with the visual card to have the pupils tell me what the lines of the song were going to be. So I would place my waking up card next to 7 o'clock, and they would suggest to me, à 7 heures, je me réveille, or something like that. So we would build up the words of the song in that way, in preparation for me to perform it first of all, and then for them to join in with it afterwards. So this is Matinée, and it's to the tune of Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. À 7 heures, je me réveille, 7h10, et je me lève, 7h20, et je me lave, 7h30, et je m'habille, je me brosse, je me dépêche en classe, et maintenant je suis fatigué. There's lots of scope with a song like this for repetition over a period of time to get pupils familiar with the basic language I want them to remember, but also for them to work in pairs, maybe, to come up with their own ideas and to personalise the song, to change the times, to put things in a different order, or to add their own ideas. The cry of many films in the 1940s, musicals in particular, was, let's do the show right here. And that's something that pupils can well develop inside the classroom once they have enough structure and enough support to be able to operate and come up with their own ideas safely. As teachers, what we need to remember if we're asking people to come up with ideas is that we need to have a very tight focus. We need to have a brief activity so that people can't start to flounder around and come up with ideas that they can't cope with. Otherwise, we end up with dictionary translations that don't make any sense and aren't very satisfactory. We also need to make sure that our song activity and the content of the song fit in with the rest of the lesson so that it all makes sense. It's also nice if we can pick an activity which is replicable so that we can use the same activity later on when we're dealing with a different language content. This short activity came at the end of a lesson when we were developing the theme of using ne and pas with the Year 8 group once again, and trying to reinforce the idea that when you say ne and pas, you use the word de afterwards instead of du or de la or des. The language we were working with was to do with fruit, And the presentation stage of this lesson involved me working at the overhead projector with pictures of fruit and a rather bizarre situation in which I pretended to be in the market and somebody was putting fruit into my basket. The only way I could find out what was in my basket was by asking the class. So to do this, I stood on the wrong side of the overhead projector, so I couldn't see the screen, and I asked the class what I'd got in my basket. J'ai des fraises? And they would tell me non. So I would tell them, je n'ai pas de fraises. J'ai du raisin? Non, je n'ai pas de raisin. So at this stage, they were hearing me repeating the structure that I wanted them to remember. Je n'ai pas de. We then did a group work activity using exactly the same structure, but introducing the question tu as as well to get people to work in pairs and in a small group. We linked the visual word with the spoken word by writing them onto an overhead transparency once again. And at this point, I wanted the pupils particularly to focus on how I was going to write down the structure je n'ai pas as compared with j'ai, because I found they were fairly confused about what the difference was between je and j'ai in any case. So I wanted them to write it down at the same time as me. So I placed onto my transparency some symbols which were going to form the words of the short song that follows. So basically I had a cross, which meant I haven't got, or a tick, that meant I have got, and then I'd got my pictures of fruit, which I could combine into the combinations that I needed. Having placed the words onto the screen, I asked the class what the words were, and I was able to write them down, and they could write them down along with me, and see how I joined the letters together and where the apostrophes were. So this is a song called Je n'ai pas de pomme. Je n'ai pas de pomme. Je n'ai pas de pomme. J'ai des oranges, des ananas, des pamplemousses. Je n'ai pas de pomme. After a few performances of this, with the class joining in, we moved on to the creative period, where the class was asked to come up with their own verses to add on to the end of it, to make a longer song. And during this short period of, say, 3-4 minutes, the class could be heard working in pairs around the room, drilling themselves very thoroughly in the structure, je n'ai pas de, je n'ai pas de, as they tried to come up with ideas that they could put into the song. It's interesting also to think of using the same song in other contexts. A colleague to whom I spoke about this particular song used the same structure to practice clothes with, and she found, to no great amazement, that the pupils were particularly fond of the verse which started Je n'ai pas de slip, which they sang to great effect and with great gusto. Earlier on, I mentioned picking the rhythm from a tune by clapping, possibly, to see where the rhythm came and where the beats came in the line. It's also possible to invert that in the classroom if we're used to doing musical activities and to pick rhythm from an ordinary spoken phrase so we can tell people where the stress comes in a word, often a difficult thing in the longer phrase particularly. And it also reminds us, if we're coming up with our own songs, of the importance of preserving the rhythm of the language that we're using. If we're trying to force the words that we want to teach into an unnatural rhythm or structure, there's no point in doing it, really, because we're going to be learning the wrong thing. If we start to think about older pupils, there's no reason why they shouldn't respond equally as well to the same sort of text, but we may well need to adjust the activity that we ask them to do. As Mick Jagger might say, I know it's only key stage 4, but I like it. This song I'm going to read to you, because I don't have the copyright permission to sing it, I'm afraid. But it works just as well as a verse as it will do as a song as well. It was in order to get people to remember how the perfect tense works in French, that it has auxiliary verbs and participles and agreements, and it uses the principle of having a rhyme scheme and a certain number of syllables in a line in order to get people to begin to predict what's going to come next and to remember it that way round. And it's the story of an unfortunate meal. So I'll read you the whole of the verse first of all, and then suggest how I would exploit it. J'ai mangé chez Paulette. J'ai pris ma serviette. Choisi sauce tomate avec mon omelette. J'ai mis la moutarde et la mayonnaise. J'ai bu du sirop à la fraise. J'ai pris ma serviette, j'ai dit « Bonne fête !» Sur mon assiette, j'ai vu une bête. Je l'ai dit à Paulette et elle a crié. J'ai été surpris, mon assiette est tombée. Cette bête a trois têtes, a mangé mes frites. Je me suis levé, mon sirop est tombé et je suis parti tout de suite. To exploit this text with the class, I would usually show them the words, and then I would reveal one line at a time with certain of the words hidden, to ask the class to make suggestions as to what might come next. So the text might go, J'ai mangé chez Paulette, j'ai pris ma... And then I would be asking for suggestions. I would tell the class how many syllables I was expecting, and that it's going to rhyme with the word Paulette, and see what they come up with. At this point, they might well make suggestions which aren't the word that I've selected. And that's fine. I'll store those words onto my blackboard or onto my overhead projector so that we can use them later on if we try to make a new version of it. But the main idea for me is to get them to make suggestions of things that would fit and get them to interact with the text that I've used. So the gaps I would usually pick would be J'ai mangé chez Paulette, j'ai pris ma... Choisi sauce tomate avec mon... And at this point, they need to pick up the grammatical clue that the next word is either going to be a masculine word, ending with et, which isn't very common, or it's going to be one that starts with a vowel. So it gives them a little grammatical clue at the same time as they're coming up with their ideas. J'ai mis la moutarde et la mayonnaise. J'ai... Now, I'd miss out the past participle for bu, to get them to come up with an idea of what it might be, having seen j'ai mis, j'ai pris, j'ai mangé above. J'ai du sirop à la, get them to rhyme with mayonnaise. J'ai pris ma serviette, j'ai dit bonne. I've got a one-syllable word to fit in there. That's quite a tough one usually. People come up with bon appétit and things like that before they realise that it's a feminine word. Sur mon assiette, j'ai vu une... That little gap provides quite a lot of scope for ideas, because an animal isn't what you'd really expect to find there. Je l'ai dit à Paulette, et elle a crié. J'ai été surpris, mon assiette est... I leave this gap here so that I can focus on the agreement of the past participle. Cette bête a trois têtes, a mes frites. Another past participle. Je me suis levé, mon sirop est... That one to reflect the use of tomber earlier on. Et je suis parti tout de suite. It's more than possible, of course, to use the same tune with more than one class and for very different purposes. Auld Lang Syne is a popular tune and one that people know. And I used this one with a Year 10 group when, again, we were working on the perfect tense, this time of the verb aller. And I wanted them to remember how those parts of the verb worked and what they sounded like. So the song for them came out like this, and it's a song about a family about to go on holiday, checking that everybody's been to the toilet before they get into the car. Je suis allé au cabinet, tu es allé aussi. Il est allé, elle est allée, nous sommes allés, oui, oui. I invite you to complete that verse if you'd like to. The same tune also provided a context for talking about members of the family with a Year 7 group very early on. In this activity, I wanted to reinforce concepts to do with gender. Masculine and feminine words to do with people were fairly easy to illustrate on my overhead transparencies, and what I wanted pupils to do was to get the idea of sorting out the l words and the lat words, So I was also introducing a pet to the family. Pets are more difficult to determine what gender they might be when you see a picture of them. So I used the titles of the people in the family, la mère, le père, la fille, le fils, and le chien, and sorted these out into columns onto my projector so that pupils could see that one set were all called le and they were all on one side, and the others were la and they were the feminine ones because they had the feminine people attached to them. And gradually we were able to build up an idea of what the family looked like and end up with the song like this. Année, la mère, c'est Pierre, le père, des deux enfants va bien. La fille est Claire, le fils Robert, et Bruno, c'est le chien. Other possibilities for using songs can involve drama or role play at the same time, so that we can get into the pupils' learning through various different routes. In this particular activity, I wanted to build on the idea of someone being exasperated at the same time as they were trying to do something transactional in a cafe. So this is the situation. I'm going to be playing two roles in this activity. I'm the customer and I'm also the waiter. J'entre dans le café, je dis bonjour, le garçon arrive. Monsieur, vous désirez? Je voudrais une tasse de café, s'il vous plaît. Avec un croissant. At this point, I would use a visual aid of a very stale croissant, which has obviously been lying around on the waiter's bar for most of the day. Non, merci, une tasse de café. Avec un croissant. I would then build up with some mime and some farce the idea of the waiter trying to give me this croissant, which I didn't want to buy. For this song, I use the tune of Old MacDonald Has a Farm, which is very flexible, in case we want to use it for other subjects as well. Une tasse de café, monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Une tasse de café, monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Avec un croissant, un café, s'il vous plaît, une tasse de café, monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Further performances can develop the irritation of the customer and the fact that he's having to repeat himself so many times. So we can build up also a different tone of voice, the tone of voice that goes with exasperation. In the pupil creativity section of this activity that followed on, which again lasted only for a few minutes, they were asked to redraft the song to come up with their own verse. And it was interesting to see the variety that which they put into this. One group of girls who were sitting at the front of the class decided they want to have a waitress. And of course the word mademoiselle doesn't fit in the same space as monsieur, it has too many syllables. So they needed to redraft the whole of the song, and they came up with mademoiselle, s'il vous plaît, une tasse de thé. So they'd manipulated what they knew, but come up with something very different. Similarly, a pair of boys at the back of the classroom had only written down the word bière. This was only to be expected from a particular group of boys I was dealing with, but that's beside the point. When I asked them what it meant or how it went, they delivered their song as follows. Une bière, monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Which I thought was quite a nice alternative version in any case. Some things to bear in mind when we're trying to come up with our own songs. The less language we include, the more easily the pupils will be able to get into it straight away, and the more impact it will have on first hearing. We don't have to use the whole of a tune, particularly the first bit of the first line. We can extend as we need to, so we can hum an introduction or we can stretch a word out if we don't have enough words to fill up the line. But if the musical line is too long, although we can make one syllable last for several notes, we need to pick a significant syllable. We can't just do it with any part of the word. It sounds very bizarre, for example, if we stretch the on the end of a French word for very long. We also need to think how the song is going to fit in with our usual classroom practice, And what sort of impact are we going to make with it? Are we going to simply listen to it, or do we have a follow-up activity that goes with it? If we're thinking about making our own songs up, we need to pick tunes which are familiar, even over-familiar, so that people can get into them straight away. Some songs work better with some languages than others. If we take the tune of Oh My Darling Clementine, for example, it goes something like this. The fact that the last note in a line is understressed means that it doesn't fit very well with French words, which tend to have their stress on the last syllable. One way of coping with this is to take a word in French that ends with an that is usually fairly silent, and just adding that as the last syllable of the line. Alternatively, we can use a very short word at the end of the line, a word like or ou, that will lead on into the next line. So, for example, with My Darling Clementine, we could do something like this. En vacances, on dessine, on voyage à l'étranger. So the bit is filling in that awkward little syllable at the end of the line. Or we could put the word at the end of a line, like this one. Je me lève et je me lave et je descends pour déjeuner. If we're working in German, however, the same problem doesn't arise because the syllable count is more similar. So we could do something like Nach der Schule in der Freizeit mit den Freunden zum Kino. And it would sound fairly natural, hopefully. It's also important for us to pick tunes which are going to be fairly well known by our class. This one, based on the Alleluia chorus, took a lot of time for us to get to know, simply because they weren't used to listening to Handel themselves at home. And this was to try to convey the differences between words in French which have a la and o and a l apostrophe in front of them. À la plage, au garage, à l'école, au village, à la gare, à la plage, au garage, à l'agence de voyage, à l'hôpital, au commissariat de police, à l'église, à l'église, à l'église, à la bibliothèque nationale, à la piscine municipale, à la piscine municipale, à la plage, au garage, à l'agence de voyage, à l'hôpital, à la plage, au garage, à l'école, au village, à la gare. It may not be the sort of tune that the class will respond to instantly. To return finally to the issue of cultural references, our twin school in France prepared us a list of songs that they thought pupils ought to know by the time they went across for their exchanges, and I include two of those now. The first one, Quand trois poules vont au champ, is quite nice if we're wanting to revise ordinal numbers. Quand trois poules vont au champ, la première va devant, la deuxième suit la première, la troisième vient la dernière. Quand trois poules vont au champ, la première va devant. Another song which they suggested I include here because it's an example of a song which is traditional both in France and in our country, but which will present difficulties because of the amount of words that are in there which will be new to our pupils. It's Vive le vent. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver, qui s'en va en courant dans les grands sapins verts. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver, boule de neige, grand sapin blanc, et bonne année, grand-père. To sum up then, I think pupils are involved in a continuum for which we can plan activities involving songs and other creative work. First of all, we need to get them involved by providing activities that ask them to participate. And then we want them to respond, so we need to encourage them to interact and offer opinions. We also want them to be able to guess and to suggest ideas. We want them to personalise so that they've got time for things to sink in. We want them to ask questions, so we need to be open to their suggestions and queries. We want them to experiment with language and try it out in different contexts, so we need to give them time to do that. And we want them to innovate, so we need to provide them with a structure within which they can do that safely. One activity which works well with pupils who are gifted musicians is to give them some words and ask them to do the writing that might go alongside that to make a song that can be sung by the whole of the class. Everybody can make a contribution to the song in my scheme of work.